Okay, next, I always start everything except for the moment. I'm just trying to figure out like how to do it. I was recording, but it was very weird stuff that was coming through, so I guess I'm sorry. I'm afraid you guys can do it short because it would take so much time to get it done, but just do your best you can.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so I'll try to zip through this since we're short on time. Welcome, everybody. Hope your sessions went well. So this is our functional design meeting. We're going to consider user needs, technical effects, and the working design of our remote control. I've been taking meetings in the minutes in the meetings. And I'll be putting them in the shared documents folder, so if there's anything you need to refer to, you can find them in there. I'll get the ones up for next time. They're not finished yet. Right. So can we have updates from everyone from what you've worked on? Just kind of a quick summary of anything interesting that you'd like to share or discuss in this. Sure.
Is there an order? No. You haven't decided on an order.
No, any orders.
Okay. Yeah. How do I put this? I'll just put the table in.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Is that it? Can you see what's there? So what happens to the one?
It takes a few seconds, I think.
They need to. Who's that? Is it in the right
Sometimes
thing?
You have to do it. It's like a three-setting cycle. So press it a couple times. Hold down function and then press update.
You need to help me.
And then press function.
Yeah.
Could you just plug it back into hers?
The cable might be a little loose or something. Okay. In order to see what the functional requirements were to be found, 100 people were testing the usability laboratory through just their habits, their habits were observed and questionnaires were given out. The findings in some cases matched what we were talking about. Customers and users don't like the way remote controls look, they don't like the way they feel, they don't think they match their operating behavior. And an example is what we were talking about, the buttons. They only use 10% of the buttons, so later on there's a study of the buttons that they use most, and I think we should design according to these buttons. Easy to lose, and RSI. I don't know what RSI means. The person that did the questionnaire obviously did. I don't have a clue. According to the frequency of use and the relevance of each buttons, I have made a list of the buttons that we should focus on in order of importance. So the most important buttons are those to do with channel selection. They're used about 160 times per hour. And and people like to zap a lot, apparently. So this is the order: channel selection, teletext, volume, and power. The other ones are the settings, and they're used less than 0.8 to 0.5 times per hour. And this means that I think we could have like a button for all the settings, and then just one, and then from there go on to the audio on the screen, either on the remote or on the television. About the screen and speech recognition, some people are more willing than others to actually pay for that. And if we look at the market, people from 15 to 35-year-olds, I don't really know how to describe this, 91 to 76% of people in that age range are willing to pay more for this sort of product, while people that are above 35 years old, years old go from 35% to 8%. So people that are 65, for example, wouldn't actually pay for this sort of thing. I don't know what the decision to be made is, but I think that the people that actually do buy remotes more are those like teenagers and young professionals, and most likely, but we should discuss this together. And that's all I have to say about the matter. Shall I, what do I do? Do I give this to someone else?
Yeah, I'm just gonna put it on.
Function of it.
What's function?
It's the little blue. It's
oh, function.
Yeah.
There.
It should be currently.
Okay. Presentation about the technical functions design, and I basically just tried to focus on just what functions we need and how to make that the best function for the user. So I sort of like thought about it myself and looked on the internet. And okay, so basically, I think it is really important that we sort of get this done in a user-friendly and fashionable way. So I think things like keeping buttons together, close together, that are used in the same way, or maybe that making them the same color, keeping the number of buttons the least, to a minimum, and also things like small enough, large enough? I'm not sure. I guess we would need to do some research about what size is appropriate and that sort of thing. But basically, we need to make sure that it turns on and off the TV. Does it have capacity to change the channels? Do we need to have functions for cable or VCR? And then is it findable? And how do we want to do that? And I just thought that these two remotes were pretty boring. I don't know if this is good. And I think we can find something that's more fun to look at and use than either of those. I like the one on the right better, just because it does have fewer buttons. I think we can sort of think about things like color and, size, shapes, that sort of thing, to best fit the user. That concludes my presentation. Okay.
That's on view.
Okay, so this is on the working design, which is sort of the mechanical functions of the remote. And the method I used was to basically look at existing designs and incorporate ideas from our last meeting. So I think we need two basic functions, which is just the basic remote functions. The user can input a channel or a volume setting, and it will be output to the TV. And also we talked about a location function where maybe you could press a button on the TV and it would send sort of signal to the remote where it would beep or flash or vibrate or whatever to tell you where the remote is. So the components we need are an energy source to power the remote, input, which would probably be buttons, although we just talked about voice recognition, processor to take the information, something to transmit it to the TV, and we also need something on the remote that would receive the location signal and have an output, like possibly a beep or a vibration. And also you need a sender for location signal, which would probably be a separate thing that we'd have to sell with the remote, and people could stick it on their TV or stick it on their wall. And this is just sort of an overview of how the remote works. Power comes from the battery, goes to the chip, and then it is sent from there to an infrared bulb, which would probably be the easiest way to send to the TV. And then for the location function, you would have a sender on the TV, which would output some sort of signal. We could use IR, but we'd probably want to use radio instead. That signal would go to a receiver, the chip would process it, and it would be output in the form of a buzzer or a light lighting up. So my personal preferences for how to build the remote would probably be a battery for the energy source, that way you wouldn't have to plug it in. A button pad for input. We can purchase a pre-made chip, which will handle all the processing stuff. IR transmitter to communicate to the TV, that's just sort of standard. So most TVs have an IR receiver. Probably a radio receiver to send out the location function and to receive it. And I'd probably say a buzzer for the location function on the remote itself. So that concludes my presentation.
Do you know about, like, I don't know, you seem like you know about.
Yeah, I was an engineer.
Okay.
Before I came here.
Cool.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. We'll discuss that in a minute. I just want to mention some new project requirements that came in. Teletext is apparently outdated, so due to the internet popularity. So that's off the list. Also, our remote should be used only for television. No extra internet kind of fancy things, just the remote and the television. And also, we need to incorporate our corporate image onto this. So the phrase is, we put fashion in electronics. So let's be fashionable, I guess. If we have something, I mean, silver and gold or yellow are our colors. So if we have like a kind of silver one like you saw, and yellow writing, something like that. Okay. So we need to make some decisions on the remote control functions. I guess we should make some kind of brainstorming.
Like in terms of
how it looks?
How it looks, or like what it does?
Probably our target group and how it's going to appeal to our target group in, I don't know, the buttons and what it does and that sort of thing. So
is our target group then people, so do we want to go ahead and design this thing with the finder button? So
I think that's
easy to implement.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the buzzer.
So then our target age group would be the 19 to 35 range.
Yeah, teenagers and young people.
Well, that's for speech recognition.
Oh,
well, on screen.
Right.
That's only for speech recognition.
I was thinking about that,
screen.
But I mean, speech recognition is really hard to program, and also, if the TV is on, it's making sound, and the people on the TV are talking, and if somebody says, like, one, then the TV's going to switch itself to channel one.
Yeah.
It seems like a silly, I'm not sure how you would implement it.
I just put the this screen is
budget,
the same as
well.
Probably, no idea.
If you consider our budget to have speech recognition programmed in every single remote, might be a little pricey.
Okay, so are we gonna have just some kind of a, like, we'll have the buzzer on the on the TV itself?
Well, you'd have to have a button on a TV or on your wall or someplace, but I was thinking since the TV already has power.
Yeah,
you click the button, it's gonna send out a signal. And I was thinking IR is line of sight, so unless the remote is like actually in front of the TV, it's not gonna work. So probably like a radio signal, like on a cell phone.
Okay.
It sends out a signal and then the remote hears the signal and so it beeps probably.
Okay.
So you'd need like a separate base for that, or like something?
It would have to be sold separately, because if the sender's on the remote, then you'd have to find the remote first to click the button to find the remote.
So do you plug it in you plug it in the TV?
I'd probably just stick it on your TV. So
okay.
You need to find the remote, click the button.
So it's now like a two-part
thing. Yeah, so it would be a two-part package.
Okay.
So we get to design that too. Make it fashionable. Okay.
So do you think, even though we're not talking about speech recognition, our target group should still be teenagers and young professionals?
Should that thing be on the thing to put the, you're talking about a home for it. Do you still want to build the little thing next to the telly or to hang on the wall, or shall we leave that for now?
I'll probably leave that. I mean, I guess one takes care of the other.
Okay,
If you can, if you can call it, then it's...
Then it can live anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. For them, so you have that button. Is there a light, or shall we just have a radio?
On the TV or on the phone?
On the phone.
Beep seemed the most reasonable to me. I think that's what the phone has.
Yeah.
I mean, when you need to find your phone, you just have someone call it, and it starts ringing somewhere, and then you can figure out
and
it's
like
on the couch.
If the phone's under the couch,
you
might not see
the
light.
So I need the other buttons. So you have this.
So, I mean, the two remotes that you had shown, I don't remember who showed them. Yeah, you did. One looked like it was for a VCR type thing, and the other looked like just television.
I think they are both sort of just like general, they're both general remotes.
Because that is something we have to decide, is whether we want to have VCR capabilities.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if VCRs are the same across international?
They're not.
They're not.
Okay, so you need like a whole different set
of
buttons for everybody.
The DVD probably is.
Yeah, other than that region encoding thing.
But these
and if we're targeting young professionals and teenagers, I mean, it's going to be DVD type.
Yeah.
That's
the
technology these days.
So, okay, let's see if I can. I think still it shouldn't be that hard to just reduce the number of buttons, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because if you just have like one menu button that works like with where you can just kind of scroll through the options.
Well, for sure we need the, I think we can just design the channels. I mean, power's just a button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not used that much, and it's usually that red.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite nice to keep it red.
You know, I've seen some remotes though where you just hold one, like if you hold one down, it's a different color than the other buttons, but that turns it on. So you don't actually have a separate power button.
Oh, okay.
It seems like that would be hard though. I mean, because unless, you know.
It might be confusing.
Yeah. Just because I would probably pick it up and just be like, why is there no on?
Besides, you
like,
yeah, I know that it holds something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're definitely on power button and numbers.
Yeah.
Right. Or even iPod. I don't know if people like this. But if you want to reduce the number of buttons, instead of having like 1 to 9, have the sort of
that sort of like joystick flat touch thing.
Because people like seem, now the iPod's up, people seem to like this thing that there's no, you know, you don't have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting idea because it's cool, it's funny, like, if, like, I don't have an iPod, but like, I just like started messing around with one of my friends the other day and you just sort of, and it's funny how you pick it up and you just figure out how to use it quite easily. Like, it's not that hard, you know?
Yeah, it's just, and it's one thing which has everything.
Yeah, it is really, but do you need a screen then? Do you have to have a screen?
Well, can't it tell them, like, can't you?
Yeah, you can have the number going
You can
on.
Have the number on the telly going, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, once you scroll.
Okay, so we have this, like, scrolling sort of button.
Is that like an on the mouse pad where...
Yeah, it's like, it's just like the same
it's like
technology as a mouse
this
pad.
Like that, and then you do that.
Yeah.
And then you can have, if you actually just want to zap, you can have like a thing like that, and then it can just be plus and minus.
Okay. So like it's like a little part of the circle that, or so it's just a region of the circle that you can.
Yeah, click on, actually click on.
You even have four buttons, like, if that's the mouse, you can have the volume and the channel changes just like on that.
So volume could be like the top and the bottom. So do you need to...
Okay. Rotate then, so it'll be...
Well, you have to, like, be able to change the function of it to, like...
What do you mean the function?
I mean, like, okay, because, so... I don't know. I guess, okay, so when you scroll your thumb, like, around it, it'll like let's say you're going clockwise, that means you're going to go up the channels and then scroll the other way and it'll go down.
Yeah.
But then so if you want to switch to do you have to switch to a function where, like, so you're either in that mode or you're in the mode where like, it just has like the four like, you know, this is channel that way, that's that way, and volume is up and down.
Yeah, but it knows for some reason. Just, the iPod knows.
It just knows. The iPod knows.
If it works on an iPod, then it works.
Yeah. So you just can either do this or like you can just touch it if you want.
Well, for the volume, you have to press the middle.
Okay, that's
and
what
then
I mean.
Go up.
Okay, so you have to like press this middle region and then you can scroll up, go up.
And then,
so
well, like if you do that, it goes. But if you like that, makes more sense because there's already ones with up and down here. But I've seen.
And you, is there an actual button, or are you actually, you're just using the mouse to go up and down?
Well, what do you, like, for the iPod, like you press in, well, right, if you're on the channel, let's say, then you press on the middle, and then if you do that again, the volume goes up, and if you do that, it goes down. Mm-hmm. But if you want to keep it with volume here and here, I'm pretty sure...
Well, I mean, if you're going to use this for channels, right, then wouldn't the volume need to be separate somehow? Like, you could just have...
I don't know, you could click and then have it up and down, but I think
we can go on the fact that it does just work with the iPod. But the only thing is, like, iPods are so expensive, like, it has to be, is that part
is
of
it? Is that what makes it expensive?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Like,
I don't think so.
Memory,
you don't think so?
I don't think it's the
I think
it's
the capability, I mean, that can hold, what, like 5,000 songs or
I'm thinking we could, if we have, so, I mean, but an iPod just has that, so
you can
put
on your songs and then put on a different side, that's probably why they're expensive.
Yeah.
They're like little computers.
Yeah. But like, since it just has this circle thing, you could make it a kind of cool shape, like, it could be a cool sort of, you know, because it could be circular.
Yeah.
Or something weird like
that. Well, it could just be simple instead of being a little mess. Because the other thing, I didn't tell you my presentation, is that people find that it's a big waste of time to have to learn how to use your remote.
Yeah.
That's another thing they complained about.
Yeah.
What other buttons were there? Volume, we've just said that.
So, okay,
channel selection.
This is just for TV, it's not for, or it is, does need to be compatible with...
The DVD is simple. You just have play, pause.
So how do you switch?
Actually, our new project requirements, I'm
menu,
not sure
menu.
If they meant only for television as in not for DVD or just not internet type thing. So I'll check that and update you on the next.
So like if we had that.
We'll hold off on that.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah.
But DVD players do usually have their own remote.
That's true, yeah.
So
I know, I'm not
clear. But it's cool to have it all in one, because you want to turn it on, then you want to turn up the volume, and then you want to go to the menu. Yeah.
So you'd have to have, like, I think you would have to have, like, a function switch button, you know, somewhere. So, like, you can, you're either on TV, you're on DVD, or you're on VCR, or you're, like...
Well,
so
the DVD is only, like, four buttons.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to switch the so, like, to switch the function of the little circle disc, the touchpad.
Oh, but I think the circle only does... Channel isn't applicable to DVD, really, because you don't want to...
Yeah, but it would
volume
be,
is, and volume is actually controlled on the TV, so you don't have to switch.
So, but I'm saying, like, does it make sense to have, like, some kind of a button? So, like, you're, if you're on TV, like, you can switch channels, but then if you're on DVD, then, like, the channel button, like, the region of the disc that was for channels is for, like, switching to different tracks or, you know, to different... I mean, do we need to think about that? That, like,
let's think about it, because we need to wrap up.
okay.
Let's see. So everyone's gonna go finish their questionnaire. Then when we come back after lunch, we'll see some individual work. So think about things we've discussed and bring some ideas for our next meeting. See you soon.
So I feel like I'm on a spaceship because we're like, okay, logging out.
Oh, we didn't.